All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on a Monday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course, you. And more details online about the Summer Better Than Others giveaway. This starts in earnest. Dalton and I were just talking about this off air, about planning out Wednesday for sure. You'll have your first chance to start dropping your names in the registration box and hopefully winning by, I think, third week in July. This runs through the third week in July. And each week we're going to have a different sponsor featured, and the box will be there, registration box. You drop your name in, and there are qualifying prizes from each of the sponsors, and then the grand prize, over $5,500 in value.
Yeah, a heck of a prize we have going here. It's kind of like a treasure hunt, except we tell you the address.
It's so, like the most simple treasure hunt. Okay.
Yes.
You go to this place.
Right. And then you can register there, and like Sean just said, qualifier prizes every week. So it's a little different than any other contest we've run in the last 4 or 5 years, but just as good a prize at the very end of it. Some really good summer stuff.
It's easier for the for the listener.
Yeah, I think so for sure, because you know that you have all you have to do is mark out just a little bit of time every week and then head over to these great places. And it's not like we're sending you to somewhere you don't want to go. I mean, these are great stores, and they have great things you can look at and check out while you're in there. Want to thank Cart Doctor, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. They're supplying an inshore fishing trip at the end of this thing. Carrot Patch Jewelers, Old Time Feed, and Goldfinger. So some great, great places, and they have some great prizes, and we're going to do that this summer. So somebody in the third week of July will have a fantastic contest prize package.
Yeah, speaking of the third week of July, too, heads up here, we'll have the folks in over the next month to talk about the Alabama DC Fishing Rodeo. They had their kickoff party over the weekend, and they're getting ready to get everything going for this year's, of course, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament the week before and the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. After that, we'll talk about that. And Saturday was Free Fishing Day in the state of Alabama. You saw that and didn't have to have a fishing license. I noticed that because, and it was slicked off, it was slick offshore. Anything that would float was offshore on Saturday and out there fishing. So
I was wondering why I didn't see a single boat in my neighborhood that I normally see. They were all on the water.
Everybody was gone. We'll talk more about that coming up. Now it's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right. And being the only female voice in here, I will add regarding our contest that women should also enter as well, because it makes for a great Father's Day gift.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys have your conversation during the commercial and didn't even look over here. So I will add my 4 cents, and that is,
yes, ma'am.
Ladies, make sure you register, because you know when we play, we win.
Yes, ma'am.
Time now, 6:11 on your Monday morning. We do have an update, though, to a more serious news, to a story we brought you last week, as a frightening scene as two armed teenagers accused of robbing a local dollar store force a man to the ground and threaten his life if he moved. Both teens from Mobile have turned themselves in to authority. Devontae Towner and Kentron Vian Timms, both 19 years old, are accused of holding up that dollar store on Stanton Road back in May. Both have been on the run since then. Police say the two teens initially took money from an elderly customer before taking the man to the rear of the store where they robbed the safe. Thankfully, the elderly man was not injured. Let's talk about health. And if you're trying, like a lot of us, to get our summer bod on, as they say, you want to eat healthier as you work out, well, there's a recall in effect which may impact your snacking options, especially if you travel. The CDC is confirming that pre-cut melon tainted with salmonella has sickened 60 people in multiple states. That's at the last count. So that number, unfortunately, is expected to go up. So the company is called Cato Foods. It is based in Indianapolis, Indiana. They've recalled packages of pre-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut medley products after people reported feeling sick. Now, the recall products, they were distributed in multiple states. Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio. But here's where you should be concerned. The fruits were sold in clear plastic clamshell containers at Costco. We know we have a Costco here. Trader Joe's, Walgreens, Walmart, Whole Foods, and Amazon. So 31 people have been hospitalized. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported. If you have symptoms of fever, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, put the fruit down. It does take 12 to 72 hours before your symptoms can pop up, and they can last up to 7 days. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
How long before they pop up?
Really? 12 to 72 hours.
Okay.
And they last 7 days.
You know, this will be, hopefully we avoid any kind of sickness in my house, but it'll go back to, I went on a, not a very defensible, but a little mini rant the other day, how we have time, because we are so guilty of buying the pre-cut melon.
Really?
Love water, our house is Watermelon Central, and we love the pre-cut watermelon. But I said, you know, for the cost of these dang things, let's just buy the stinking watermelon. And my wife does a great job at it, usually, and cuts them up, and we put them in the Tupperware containers and do the same thing.
She's got that Ginsu knife.
So she does it. But sometimes we get the clamshell ones because it's just so easy. And I look around. I said, we're just being so lazy.
Well, that's a quick way to get to the summer bod.
Yeah. I mean, you know why? Because the exercise of cutting up the watermelon.
Or if you get the salmonella.
Both of those, yeah. Have you ever gotten the square watermelons?
I can't believe you walked right into that. It's going to be a great show.
Have you ever gotten the square watermelons?
No.
No, you haven't?
Yeah, I've seen them.
You know they can, you know, breed and make the watermelons however they want.
They put them in a container and let them form to the size,
is
right?
Is that what
it's
they
like
do? Okay.
Like bonsai trees.
I thought they were growing square watermelons.
No, they confine them.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I know.
It's like binding feet in ancient China. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Best gig on the planet right here.
615 FM Talk 106.5. We might be right back.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. And right now, get $12,013 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $12,013 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Take advantage of this great offer and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. EPA estimated MPG with available 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include a combined cash allowance and 3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Four Mobile police officers are hurt trying to break up a fight on Baltimore Street. Officers initially responded to a report of shots fired. When they arrived, the fight moved to Gale Street at the Mobile Public Works garage. Mobile Public Safety Director James Barber tells News 5 the officers' injuries are minor. Last week, three Public Works employees were arrested for allegedly making threats of violence at the facility. Police made no indication that the two incidents are connected. A Florida man is dead after he was hit by a car early Sunday morning in Okaloosa County. 46-year-old Edward Walters from Navarre was crossing the intersection of U.S. 98 and Winhaven Beach Road when he was hit. The crash report says alcohol was not a factor in the accident. A Daphne doctor is sentenced to 5 years in prison. Dr. Rasan Terabin was found guilty of healthcare fraud and unlawfully distributing a controlled substance. Terabin was sentenced in federal court on Friday. He was also ordered to pay $15 million in restitution. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Aloha, it's me, Mr. World, just putting on some sunscreen and hanging out at the beach. You know, in my super stylish designer sunglasses from Eyeglass World. Eyeglass World has all kinds of designer sunglasses. I got two pairs for hundreds less than I expected, which means when you go to Eyeglass World, you won't need to borrow any of my sunscreen, because you're definitely not going to get burned.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Golden State Warriors won the 2018 NBA Championship on Friday night by completing a four-game sweep over the Cleveland Cavaliers with a 108-85 blowout win.
There's the buzzer. There's a new dynasty in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors champions once again. Back-to-back titles, 3 in 4 years.
Kevin Durant was named Finals MVP for the second consecutive year. He averaged 28.7 points, 10.7 rebounds, and 7.5 assists per game in the series. Following the game, LeBron James told the media that he'd played the final 3 games of the series with a broken right hand. LeBron said after losing game one, he punched a whiteboard in the visitors' locker room out of frustration.
You know, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last 3 games with a broken hand, so that's what it is.
Despite the injury, LeBron averaged 34 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 10 assists per game. Now the big question in the NBA world is, will LeBron go back to Cleveland? James is expected to opt out of his $35.6 million contract and become a free agent. He'll be courted by just every single team in the NBA. In college baseball, the 16 remaining teams competed in best-of-three super regionals over the weekend for the chance to play in next week's College World Series. So far, 4 teams have advanced. Oregon State beat Minnesota. North Carolina defeated Stetson. Washington got past Cal State Fullerton. And Mississippi State beat Vanderbilt in 3 games. Last night in Game 3, Vanderbilt hit 2 home runs in the bottom of the ninth to force extra innings, but the Bulldogs scored 4 in the 11th inning to earn a ticket to the CWS for the 10th time in school history. Today, 4 more teams will earn their tickets. In Austin, Texas will take on Tennessee Tech at noon. At 3 p.m. in Lubbock, Texas Tech will face Duke. At 6 o'clock, South Carolina will play Arkansas in Fayetteville. And at 7:30, the Auburn Tigers and the Florida Gators meet for Game 3 in Gainesville. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears won 1 game and lost 2 to the Jackson Generals over the weekend. On Sunday, the teams combined for 17 runs in the first 4 innings, but Jackson won a close one, 10-9. Game 4 of the series is tonight at the Hank. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In tennis, Rafael Nadal won the French Open for the 11th time in his career with a straight sets victory over Dominic Thiem on Sunday.
Number 11 for Rafa. As impressive as any that came before.
Nadal's 11 titles are the most at a single major in the Open era, and that ties Nadal with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history. On Saturday, Simona Halep won her first major title in a comeback victory over American Sloane Stephens. The world's number one had previously played in 3 major finals, but lost all 3. Halep is the first Romanian woman to win the French Open in 40 years. Justify won the 150th Belmont Stakes on Saturday to become the 13th Triple Crown champion in U.S. thoroughbred racing history.
Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
Justify led wire to wire for the 1.5 mile track, and Gronkowski finished in 2nd place, nearly 2 lengths behind. Justify completed the race in 2 minutes, 28.18 seconds as the 2nd fastest Belmont of the past 9 years, right behind American Pharoah. Justify is undefeated in 6 career races, will now get some rest, but is expected to race again this year. On the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson dominated to win the St. Jude Classic by 6 strokes. Johnson capped the win with an eagle on the final hole and regained his status as the world's number one ranked golfer.
You know, I knew coming in this week I was swinging really well, and, you know, I had a lot of confidence in the game, and, you know, I played really well all week.
And in NASCAR, Clint Bowyer won on Sunday in Michigan after NASCAR called the race early in the final stage because of rain. It's Bowyer's 2nd win of the season. Kevin Harvick finished 2nd, and Kurt Busch finished 3rd. 6:22 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, by the way, I got some reports that did not see it over the weekend, but my wife said the Twitter was not too kind to LeBron at the hand thing. Mm-hmm.
Twitter's never too kind to LeBron.
to anything, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he maybe made it up, and it's just like LeBron to come to the post game after being swept in the NBA Finals with a cast on his hand.
Right.
But no telling. They are saying it was a deep bone contusion. LeBron said he was basically playing with a broken right hand. Who knows? I still say he's the greatest player in the world, broken hand or not.
I don't know. They photoshopped a lot of tears. Put it that way.
Him and Saban, they always get it on Twitter.
That is true.
Are those the Michael Jordan tears?
Yes.
They,
yes.
Oh, boy.
The
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department to clear, but now state troopers are saying Grand Bay Fire Department working on an overturned truck in a ditch here at 188 and North Deco Loop Road. No injuries involved, but the wreckers on the way. Still a very smooth ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays over towards Eastern Shore. Welcome back to Market in the Park this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produced fruits and veggies, plants and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk. What 106.5 traffic.
625 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. Remember Jim Bonner, the Republican candidate for Alabama's Public Service Commission Place 1? You remember him, right?
Well, the one that the Alabama GOP disenfranchised.
You win! Yes, he was disavowed by the state GOP over vile comments on social media and in interviews. You may recall he narrowly lost in Tuesday's primary. Right. Well, over the weekend, two fundraising pages have been started at GoFundMe.com to help him raise money for a possible recount.
How's that working out?
So here's what Mr. Bonner said. Quote, "It's my birthday. Okay. Send lawyers, guns, and money."
Well, that's a great Warren Zevon song, yes.
And there's a link where you can click here to support Jim Bonner. He wants your vote to count, organized by Michael Herring Jr. Help Jim get the vote recount for public service commissioner. I started this because the voting irregularities in Jefferson County and others have been disenfranchised the people's vote, the lies spread by fake news, and to mount a legal challenge to the executive committee who choose to censure. So here's the deal. To trigger a recount is 0.5% or less. In the PSC Place 1 primary, Jeremy Oden received 50.34% of the vote to Bonner's 49.66%. That's according to results from the Alabama Secretary of State's website. So that's a difference of 0.68%. So if a candidate wants a recount, they must pay if it's not automatically triggered by law. Hence the GoFundMe account. I'm not going to get into what he said and who he compared people to, but it's pretty vile. It's on social media. You can do the research there. Go ahead.
No, just real quick, we're going to run to Dr. Bill, come back with more of these headlines.
Yeah, because I want to tell you about a sewage overflow.
Oh, boy. All right.
Happy Monday.
Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll get some forecast from him and from Kelly.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A man from Atmore charged with the murder of his father is scheduled to be in court for a bond hearing this morning. 32-year-old Matthew Nall is accused of shooting his father to death. Donald Nall was found Saturday outside the home they shared in Atmore. No motive was given for the shooting. The FBI was called in to assist in the investigation. Authorities believe a house fire last night on Peach Road was an accident. Mobile Fire Rescue responded to the home around 8:15 last night. The people inside managed to get out safely. Officials say the blaze caused around $20,000 worth of damage. The family of a woman injured in a carjacking in Midtown Mobile has set up a GoFundMe account to help pay her medical bills. Rachel Corona's family says an armed man approached her car, forcing her into the passenger seat. Corona's family said Rachel does not know what happened, but was left bleeding and bruised off Cottage Hill Road.
We're just trying to figure out who did it, who was responsible.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
In Singapore, ahead of President Trump and Kim Jong-un's Tuesday summit, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hoping to reassure the North that denuclearization will bring safety and prosperity.
President Trump recognizes Chairman Kim's desire for security and is prepared to ensure that a North Korea free of weapons of mass destruction is also a secure North Korea.
As for the weekend's G7 summit, President Trump has reversed his agreement to sign off on the group's joint statement after calling Canada's prime minister dishonest and weak.
The president seems like he is hell-bent on making it clear he was not happy. Justin Trudeau, for his part, refuses really to respond to this. His reflexes de-escalate the situation. That is not going to be easy.
Correspondent Paula Newton. Federal net neutrality rules end today. Obama-era regulations prevented internet service providers from slowing or blocking content. Now more than 20 states are suing to keep net neutrality in place. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Mars Incorporated is pushing further into the lucrative business of pet care, saying it has agreed to buy a European veterinary operator. The deal to buy Anacura from a European buyout firm values the business at close to $2.4 billion, including debt. It marks the latest in a series of deals in pet care by privately held Mars, which has long owned a substantial pet food business dating back to 1935 with brands such as Iams, Pedigree, and Royal Canin. The Wall Street Journal says, While best known for its candy bars and other chocolate and gum brands, pet care contributes most of Mars' $35 billion in annual revenue. Mexico's economy minister says the only way countries renegotiating NAFTA will find a solution is through sufficient flexibility to narrow differences. He says U.S., Mexican, and Canadian negotiators will be engaging strongly in July to reach an agreement that is feasible, workable, and benefits the three nations involved. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. That's your money now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary. Not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, look at a few clouds out there right now, but over the weekend had some patches of some pretty weather, but also had some pretty heavy-duty thunderstorms.
Yeah, some of these thunderstorms can produce some strong, gusty, straight-line winds, and they can do some damage. It's not a major severe weather outbreak, but these individual thunderstorms or isolated thunderstorms can be quite strong. We're going to see this pattern here for the next few days. Right now we've got sort of a high pressure at the surface, which sounds good, but in the upper atmosphere we do have a low pressure area, and it's very slowly moving across the area, and that's going to help produce the thunderstorms. So most of the activity will be in the afternoon and on into the early evening hours. That should keep temperatures today in the upper 80s. So it'll be partly cloudy this morning, then mostly cloudy this afternoon. So we've got a good chance for some thunderstorm activity. They'll gradually taper off in the evening, and we'll see a low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, another round of thunderstorms. We may even see a few of them develop in the early morning, but most of it will be in the afternoon, with a high tomorrow getting into the upper 80s. And when I say upper 80s, could possibly make it to 90 degrees. Looking at the rest of the week, pretty much the same thing, with scattered and numerous afternoon thunderstorms for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then over the weekend, more of the same, with scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms, and high temperatures right through the period, around 88 to 90 degrees. So we're looking at the same weather pattern all the way through the week.
All right. What are things looking like in the tropics right now?
So far, we're looking okay. We do have some clusters of thunderstorms. There's nothing in the way of any organized system at this time. Don't expect any, at least for the next two, 3 days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And, yeah, you know, you're talking about those thunderstorms. Now, Saturday, so I was at Dolphin Island. I was fishing, came in. Everything was fine there. I mean, it was nice. And this happens all the time. It's not like, oh, wow. And, you know, because sometimes it'll be, usually you'll get the thunderstorms on the coast, you know, South Baldwin, South Mobile County in the morning. And then they move, the sea breeze line moves further north during the day, and you get the thunderstorms further north. But, you know, it was fine. Then my wife calls and says, yeah, power's out here at the house. I said, what? She said, oh, yeah, it was really bad storm. And then I see that there was hail and stuff. And just an area, we live near University of South Alabama. And there's a zone out there. I kind of drove around, coming and going. There's about a mile area, maybe 2 mile area out there that we got. We had branches down and actually had a limb down and, you know, some big time rain. And then you drive, you know, just a little further west or east or north or south, and everything's back to normal.
Yeah,
so
we were
just in one area.
We were in Baldwin County. We dropped my mom off at the airport, Pensacola, and we were, you know, shopping with Grammy's money.
Because, oh, nice.
Yes. And I kept hearing people say, you be careful on the road. I'm like, what's going on? Well, the people who said that had come from Mobile. And so there's something beautiful, though, about storms. I equate it to life, because when you look up and you see all the clouds, you know, after the clouds comes the sun. And
that's
so
right.
I was looking forward to that.
Very good. That's a positive spin. I just like lightning rain. Shows and rain, yeah.
But. My bonus kid, he loves rain.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah, me too.
Unless it makes you sleep well.
Yes, it holds. My goodness, good thunderstorm.
Especially like if you're under a tin roof. Nothing beats that.
That's for sure.
Rustin'.
Thank you. Thank you, B-52s. 640 FM Talk, 106.5-70. Now let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound at exit 4, the Grand Bay exit. We've had a tractor trailer that hit the guardrail. No injuries involved. Just be careful through there. It just happened a few minutes ago. State troopers are heading there. It's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Northbound 65, no delays. Car doctors move to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with new and used golf carts from Yamaha and the street-legal carts from Star. They're your one-stop shop for everything carts. It's Cart Doctor. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your At The Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.
6:40 right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Congratulations to Trey Bennett coming up on a 10-year anniversary here locally with local franchise for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Mobile and Baldwin counties. Moving junk out of your house, out of your office, out of storage units. Listen, you got junk anywhere, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Things you physically can't move, things you don't know where you can throw it away, because you know there's a list of things you can't put out for big trash and you definitely can't put in your garbage. Well, Trey knows how to get rid of those as well. You got junk, you need it gone, one call. 1-800-GOT-JUNK or website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Get you all the information. You set that appointment time and get the junk gone. Quit procrastinating. Put a date on it. Put a time on it. And call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 641, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Two quick headlines for you this morning. We have more information on a fatal shooting which happened late last week at a Mobile apartment complex. I told you about this story last week. 20-year-old Ja'Cory Williams, he has been charged with attempted murder after police say he shot a man in the head at the Knollwood Apartments Thursday night. Police responded to the apartment complex just before 10:30 on a report, of one person shot in the parking lot. Officers arrived, and that's where they found a 33-year-old male victim suffering from an apparent gunshot wound to the head. Well, that victim was taken to the hospital and at last check was listed in critical condition, but over the weekend, we have learned that he has passed away. Williams was arrested and charged with attempted murder. He is being held in the Mobile County Jail. Remember before we went to break, I told you about a sewage overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the beauty of being in the media, we get these updates. And so we pass them on to you so you know what's going on. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, they responded to a sanitary sewer overflow on June 10th at a manhole near Carnegie Street, 6716 Carnegie Street. Here's why. Approximately 360 gallons of wastewater overflowed into Three Mile Creek due to grease blockage.
It's more grease issues.
Come on now.
It's easy to be ungreasy. Right?
I love it. We work well together. Moz crews, they cleared the blockage, and they are taking steps to prevent further overflows at that particular location. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Saturday, June 16th, Father's Day weekend. The Mystic Striper's 16th Annual Family Fishing Rodeo is on, benefiting the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, and you don't even have to fish to win. You do have to have a ticket. Adults are $25. Kids 12 and under are only $10. Every kid that weighs a fish gets a specialized medallion. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shop. Find out more and buy your tickets at mssrodeo.com and like us on Facebook.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit forklifthunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Four Mobile police officers are hurt trying to break up a fight on Baltimore Street. Officers initially responded to a report of shots fired. When they arrived, the fight moved to Gale Street at the Mobile Public Works Garage. Mobile Public Safety Director James Barber tells News 5 the officers' injuries are minor. Last week, three Public Works employees were arrested for allegedly making threats of violence at the facility. Police made no indication that the two incidents are connected. A Florida man is dead after he was hit by a car early Sunday morning in Okaloosa County. 46-year-old Edward Walters from Navarre was crossing the intersection of U.S. 98 and Windhaven Beach Road when he was hit. The crash report says alcohol was not a factor in the accident. A Daphne doctor is sentenced to 5 years in prison. Dr. Rasan Terabin was found guilty of health care fraud and unlawfully distributing a controlled substance. Terabin was sentenced in federal court on Friday. He was also ordered to pay $15 million in restitution. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Good morning, 646 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Golden State Warriors won the 2018 NBA Championship on Friday night. They completed a four-game sweep over the Cleveland Cavaliers with a 108-85 blowout win.
There's the buzzer. There's a new dynasty in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors champions once again. Back-to-back titles, 3 in 4 years.
Kevin Durant was named the Finals MVP for the second consecutive year. He averaged over 28 points, over 10 rebounds, and 7.5 assists per game in the series. Following the game, LeBron James told the media that he'd played the final three games with a broken right hand. LeBron said after losing game one, he punched a whiteboard in the visitors' locker room out of frustration.
You know, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand, so that's what it is.
Despite the injury, LeBron averaged 34 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 10 assists per game.
Dalton, you know, I have a question.
Ask me.
I want to see that whiteboard. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Yeah. Is there a did his hand go all the way through it? Was there a wall behind it? That's usually what happens when you break your right hand.
Yeah.
Or any hand. Now the big question in the NBA, Will LeBron go back to Cleveland? As expected, he'll opt out of his $35.6 million contract and become a free agent. Some of the teams that are courting him, the Houston Rockets, Los Angeles Lakers, and possibly the New Orleans Pelicans.
I think he's going to stay. I mean, that's where he's from, and he's giving back so much to education for children in the neighborhood in which he grew up.
Yeah, my guess is Lakers. He's already got a huge house out there.
I bet you.
All right, we'll figure out the terms of this bet in the future.
Nice.
In college baseball, the 16 remaining teams competed in best-of-three Super Regionals over the weekend for the chance to play in next week's College World Series. So far, four teams have advanced. Oregon State beat Minnesota. North Carolina defeated Stetson. Washington got past Cal State Fullerton. Last night, Mississippi State beat Vanderbilt in their third game. Vanderbilt hit two home runs in the bottom of the ninth last night to force extra innings, but the Bulldogs scored four in the 11th inning to earn a ticket to the CWS for the 10th time in school history. Today, four more teams will earn their tickets. In Austin, Texas will take on Tennessee Tech at noon. At 3 p.m. in Lubbock, Texas Tech will face Duke. At 6 o'clock, South Carolina will play Arkansas in Fayetteville. And at 7:30, the Auburn Tigers and the Florida Gators will lock horns for Game 3 in Gainesville. In tennis, Rafael Nadal won the French Open for the 11th time in his career with a straight sets victory over Dominic Thiem on Sunday.
Number 11 for Rafa. As impressive as any that came before.
Nadal's 11 titles are the most at a single major in the Open era, and it ties Nadal with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history. On Saturday, Simona Halep won her first major title in a comeback victory over American Sloane Stephens. The world's number one had previously played in three major finals, but lost all three. Halep is the first Romanian woman to win the French Open in 40 years. Justify won the 150th Belmont Stakes on Saturday to become the 13th Triple Crown champion in U.S. thoroughbred racing history.
Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
Justify led from the starting gate to the finish line of the 1.5-mile track. Gronkowski finished second, nearly two lengths behind, with Hofberg third and Vino Rosso fourth. Justify completed the 1.5-mile race in 2 minutes, 28.18 seconds. That's the second fastest Belmont of the past 9 years. Justify is undefeated in six career races, will now get some rest, but is expected to race again this year. On the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson dominated to win the St. Jude Classic by six strokes. Johnson capped the win with an eagle on the final hole and regained his status as the world's number one ranked golfer.
You know, I knew coming in this week I was swinging really well, and you know, I had a lot of confidence in the game, and you know, I played really well all week.
Andrew Putnam started the final round with a share of the lead, but he finished at 13 under, six shots behind Johnson. And in NASCAR, Clint Bowyer won on Sunday in Michigan after NASCAR called the race early in the final stage because of rain. It's Bowyer's second win of the season. Kevin Harvick finished second. Kurt Busch finished third. 6:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department not working any accidents, but state troopers are there. I-10 eastbound at exit 4, the Grand Bay exit. A tractor trailer hit the guardrail. No injuries, and it's off to the side of the road. Traffic actually running pretty smooth through there. Bayway, the causeway, no problems from Spanish Fort and Daphne. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco. They offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing at 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Skylar Sherrill, nurse practitioner. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
653 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. Thunderstorms in the mix and a high today around 86. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Happening right now, 3 Mobile Public Works employees are on paid administrative leave after Mobile Police say they allegedly threatened to harm their supervisor last Friday. The 3 employees are Kenneth McMillan, Bernard Pierce Sr., and Freddie Bell. So the allegation is that the 3 employees made verbal threats to cause bodily harm to their supervisor. All 3 employees will remain on paid administrative leave until the investigation is complete. More information is expected later this week, and we'll keep you posted. Big congrats to the state for another banner year in the world of economic development. Area Development's Gold and Silver Shovel Awards recognizes state economic development efforts for their level of success.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you hear shovel, that's not what you think. Alabama has won yet another Silver Shovel Award, and they've won an award every year since 2006 because of a number of projects which have been recognized, which includes AutoCar's $120 million Birmingham truck manufacturing plant, which created more than 700 jobs, major projects for Bibb County, including Mercedes-Benz and a new global logistics center, and an after-sales North American hub in Bibb County. Those projects created more than 500 jobs. So the governor says the business world has discovered that Alabama is one of the most attractive locations in the U.S. to make investments. And this Silver Shovel Award confirms that. I will continue to work to position Alabama for economic growth that creates jobs and opportunities for our hardworking citizens. And real quickly, want to say a quick happy birthday to my mom today. She is 65 years old.
No way.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
She was just in town. I know you guys have heard all about that, and I've posted all these great pictures. It's always a joy when family comes to visit. So happy birthday, Mom. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, and by the way, just a side note, I've given this idea several times because I come up with ideas. I usually don't follow through with them. But, you know, my idea here with the gold and silver shovels.
Yes.
I have a store that just sells stuff for elected officials when they do, number one, like the giant check. We'd have a giant checks you could have. We could have the big scissors, the giant scissors for ribbon cutting and the big ribbons.
That would be wonderful.
We'd have the fake hard hats for politicians. You know, they're always out there on the thing. Oh, and with the silver or the chrome shovels to turn that first pile of dirt. You know, from where I come from in the world, the number of people, my family and friends that work construction, I would want to put a foot in a butt. You see the politicians out there going, look at me, I'm turning the first
foot
scoop
to tail
of dirt. And all the people that are about to do, they're over there just watching going, y'all go ahead so we can get working before it gets too hot.
Yeah. You can tell when someone's not familiar with,
oh my gosh,
with the equipment.
They don't know which end of the shovel to hold. But so my store, see, it will sell the big checks, the ribbons, the scissors, the fake hard hats, the chrome-plated shovels, all the stuff the politicos need. And, of course, they're going to be buying it with our tax money, so they'll spend whatever they want on it, right? I mean, price is not going to be an issue.
I like it, Sullivan.
I think it's a good idea. It might need to be an online store, though, or you might not get a whole lot of business.
Well, I know, but it's like a boutique thing. We're very specialized in the store. We sell those items to the politicians. I don't know, just an idea.
Don't forget to give them one of those lures. You know, they have to go fishing.
I got something for them. Speaking of government interaction with the citizenry, when we come back next hour, I'll tell you about what Country Time Lemonade has done, because we've had these stories in the past where municipalities have fined children that have a lemonade stand because they don't have a business license, right? Well, Country Time Lemonade has stepped up with their website. Y'all, it's a real thing. Country Time Legal Aid.
Didn't Ben tag us in this on Twitter?
Yes.
He's so good to us.
And you'll be able to get some legal help for your little children to get out there and get busted for selling lemonade. More details on the way. Check in with News 5 right now.